Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yes, yes, yes. It absolutely, positively is, which is a good, good thing, right? Yeah. All right, now, we just heard President Trump in that little snippet. And President Trump is saying, hey, you're looking at these Kamala Harris rallies. And guess what? She's only got like 1,000 people, and the media is reporting that the excitement is back, and blah, 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 blah. The enthusiasm is with me. Here's what I would say. Well, not that anybody's asking my advice. I agree with him, but what the hell's the point of talking about how the media is lying? Tell me something I don't know, right? So instead of complaining about the coverage, which is never going to be fair, it's never going to be accurate, it's never going to be honest, go out. I'm just telling you, I would love to see President Trump barnstorming, if you will, in all of these swing states. Right? Harris and Walz, too, well, they are what they are, but they're doing that. People remember seeing candidates. Even if they're awful, lying candidates, they remember seeing them. President Trump can win this thing. There are people right now who are saying, oh, man, here's what I don't like about Trump. And they're going to go down the list. But they haven't decided they're voting against him. They're just remembering the things they don't like about him. He gets out there personally. I'm just telling you, having been with him, having spoken with him, having spent time with him, he is one of the most charming, personable, friendly, funny guys you're ever going to meet. Get out there. I like J.D. Vance, man, but that's the vice president. It's not the same thing. Come on, Mr. President, you can do this. All right, that's my speech for the day. Thank you very much. I'll leave a little... you know, tip jars around the place here. Brian Maloney, far smarter than I am. The man has run campaigns, been inside of campaigns, knows how to win campaigns, and just for the record, is one hell of a broadcaster. I'm telling you, I've spent 33 years in talk radio, and there are very few people that I would put at the level of Brian Maloney. So the fact he's joining us and joins us on a regular basis just, well, it puts a smile on my face. Brian, thank you for being here.
I just feel like I never quite live up to the hype, Jeff.
I have news for you, my friend. I am lowballing you. Are you kidding me? People hear you, they love you.
You're just too kind. You're buttering up the guest so you can stick the knife in his back now. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that
no, you
real.
Don't do that. You don't do that.
No.
You know, the thing is, your point... about these Kamala rallies, before I even forget what I was going to say about it, is you're right about the point. Trump needs to stop complaining about the unfair coverage and get back to the issues. And I want to get to that in a second.
Okay.
But to your point about Kamala's rallies, they are essentially fake rallies.
Yep.
I mean, the bottom line is they are rock concerts or rap concerts in Atlanta. It was a rap concert.
Yeah.
And then Kamala's at the end of it, and they all left. And then yesterday, it was a concert for a band called Bon Iver, which is from the town in Wisconsin where Kamala was, you know, going to speak after the concert.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was a whole thing. It's a setup to get people... you know, into the door to make it look like she has people. So, I mean, it's just, you know, the whole thing is phony. But, I mean, to your, and I didn't even let you ask a question, but I was so afraid I was going to lose my train of thought there that...
That is not going to happen. No, you are spot on that these rallies for Kamala are, in fact, phony. You want to talk about AstroTurf. They come out. They put on a concert. People show up for the concert. The concert's over. Kamala Harris goes on stage. That's the cue. That's when everybody goes to the doors. Nobody's there to see her.
No, and last night the campaign had made no arrangements for anybody to get home. So people were stuck. Did you hear about that? They were stuck waiting for hours. And there weren't enough buses or shovels or whatever to take them back. If you've ever been to a Trump rally, the precision with which they coordinate all of these, there are always enough shuttles. It might be a little bit of a wait getting to one because there's such a huge crowd.
That's right.
I mean, they are always organized impeccably.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's the difference, right? I mean, it really is. You're dealing with professionals, and you're dealing with, as my dear friend, the late great Bobby the Brain Heenan used to refer to some people, they're ham and eggers. You know, the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz crew, they're all minor leaguers. And on the Trump side, you got the pros. But let me ask you about the complaining, right? We just heard President Trump there complaining, and it's valid. It's a valid complaint, but that ain't going to win you voters. You need to get out there, boots on the ground. You got to be shaking hands and kissing babies, because up close and personal, this guy is so dynamic and so friendly and so, well, he's funny as well. He's just a good, solid guy. That's where he's got to be, don't you think, Brian?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And what I think needs to happen right now, Jeff, is a campaign shakeup. Because even though it seemed like, and we may have even touched on this for a moment last Thursday, but, you know, it seemed like he was firing on all cylinders until Kamala was, Kamala became the nominee. Right. And then since then, it slid a little bit. The crowds are still there. His speeches are still incredible, but I would probably fire some campaign officials right now and get some better people in there, and I would get people in there that aren't afraid to say no to Trump and say, look, from now on, all I want to hear you talk about is that we're going to take away the tax on tips, we're going to take away the tax on Social Security, we're going to tame inflation, we're going to make your lives better, we're going to build market rate housing all over the country so that your kids can afford to buy a first home, which they can't right now.
That's right.
You know, we're going to make things affordable, we're going to make life better. I want that to be, you know, 99% of what he wants to talk about. If he wants to tack in a few complaints at the end, great, whatever.
Yeah.
Although that's what the media will clip off and focus on. So you got to get the guy focused. And whoever's with his campaign, it's always a little mysterious as to who's behind his campaign. Yeah. But I'd get rid of or shuffle around some people and get people in there that can get him focused now.
Yep. Yeah. Do you think that some of the people in the staff are just so... God, I mean, are they just scared to say to him, look, that might not be the right way to go. This is what we have to do to win.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
For goodness sakes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Somebody would have to sit in front of Trump, you know, a family member or something, and say, look, we just hired, you know, Jeff and Brian here, and we hired them because they are going to tell you what you need to do rather than what you want to do, and they're not going to be afraid to say no to you. They're going to keep you focused on issues from here on out every single day. It's going to be about, you know, tax on tips, Social Security taxes. It's going to be about saving Social Security, Medicare, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be about all of that and nothing else, you know. And if you don't like it tough, we're not firing these guys. That has to happen. But I don't think, I don't think there's any kind of movement to do that. Do you?
Yeah. I don't think so. And I do wonder if at the very end of it, Donald Trump looks at Brian and Jeff when we're there sitting in front of them saying, this is what you need to do, and says, gentlemen, you're fired. And says, you know what,
guys? You're fired. and I'm still bringing huge crowds to these events,
yeah.
but it's not crossing over into the undecided, the moderates. That's what you need. Those, it's great that you have those crowds, but
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing it from real, honest people. Not poll numbers. I'm hearing it from people who are saying, hey, I get that, you know, this Harris character, her running mate, they're terrible. But I don't know if I like Trump. There's something about him. And they're running down this list. They're right there. And you say to them, well, do you want to do what's right for your kids? Oh, don't say that to me. That's not fair. But it is fair. That's what's at stake here, is a country for your children, a country for your grandchildren, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on tips. These are winning, winning, winning issues. And I, listen, you and I agree on this.
Most Americans have no idea that's his platform.
Exactly. Exactly. And I hope, I pray, Brian, that he's not falling into that place where so many Republicans do, where they say, oh, it's not fair. The media wasn't fair. Hey, dude, the media is not fair. It is filled with lying, backstabbing,
bottom-feeding
slugs. They hate you. It's never going to be fair. So dust it off and walk down the street and do what you need to do.
Yeah, after all these years, I think he should be used to that, and just move on from that point. Yes, the media is unfair. They're biased. They're slime balls, whatever. That won't change. So you have to bypass all of that. You've got to go directly to the people. You've got to let them know what you stand for. He's got a great platform this year, better than he's ever had before, but he's not advertising it. And that's what needs to change. And he's also got to be out there campaigning with Republican Senate candidates in states that are winnable, and even Virginia's winnable, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, even your Republican Senate nominee could win in Virginia. And I'm not kidding you. I don't care what the polls say. I mean, he's not too far behind, but you know, but I'm talking also, especially about Ohio, where there's a Senate race there that is critical for Republicans to retake the Senate. So you've got to have this Bernie Moreno, the Republican. He needs to win. You know, and he's about 3-4 points behind in every poll, but I mean, let's get some focus on this. We can win.
And Brian, you've noticed that Sherrod Brown is refusing to campaign with Kamala Harris in Ohio.
Oh,
again, there's some great information. You got to get in there. You got to get Moreno over.
You got to get into Ohio. But I think, you know, beyond that, however, Tim Walz is a disastrous pick, and I don't know if the guy is going to last a week, if you'll forgive me for changing the subject, Jeff, but I mean, the thing is, every day there are new revelations about this guy lying about his resume and his background, and not lying once or twice or on one website, but all for years. And he was confronted in 2009 by constituents when he was in Congress. He was in Congress from 2006 on, a House member from Minnesota. And I don't know how he pulled that off. But, you know, he got into Congress, and some constituents in 2009 confronted his office staff and said, you know, this guy, this is stolen valor. What's going on here?
Yep. It's funny you mentioned that. He might not last a week. Do you think there's any buyer's remorse now inside the Kamala Harris camp saying, you know, maybe we should have gone with that Jewish guy after all?
Well, that's exactly right. You nailed it. They didn't pick Josh Shapiro, who is a well-liked moderate by comparison.
Right.
You know, who would have done great. He would have delivered Pennsylvania to Kamala. So, you know, they don't. If they're worried about Minnesota, they got big, big problems.
That's exactly right.
Minnesota hasn't gone Republican since 1980, okay? So, I mean, the whole thing, they have to be worried. They have to be concerned in the Kamala camp. But the bottom line is, Kamala is known as there was an article about it, actually, the queen of opposition research. She spends millions on, you know, dredging up slime about everybody else. But the first rule I learned in campaign school is always do the opposition research on yourself first, on your own people, and then do it on the opponents. Do it. And so, did she do that on Tim? Because if she had, she would never have gone that way at all. He is a disaster, and he presents himself horribly. Mm-hmm. I mean, she couldn't have done worse, really.
No, no, she really couldn't have. Hey, Brian, I can't believe it. I'm out of time. And, you and I could sit here for hours and people would still be enchanted by what you have to say. You're just that good. I want them to be part of your social media world. What's the best way for everybody to be in touch, follow you, like you, et cetera?
Yeah, you bet. Facebook.com/MediaEqualizer, Media Equalizer, one word, or on Twitter, S Scalpings, S-S-C-A-L-P-I-N-G-S.
All right. Well, I love the Facebook one especially. I love the Media Equalizer.
Oh, good, good.
Dude, you have been the Media Equalizer for years and years. You know, some of our old friends back in Boston, I'm still in touch with Bill Smith. Smitty sends me stuff all the time like, oh, yeah, there's absolutely no phony when you're talking to Brian Maloney. He is the Media Equalizer. So we've loved you forever, brother, and continue to appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. We will talk again next week, God willing. That is Brian Maloney. There are very few people that are in Brian's class. It's just that simple. If you're not with him on Facebook, seriously, that's the one that I really like, the Media Equalizer page over on Facebook. The X stuff is good as well, S Scalpings, but I'm telling you, if you're on Facebook, you're going to love what he's got up there. Hey, by the way, while you're up there, you can give me a follow. Makes it that much easier. Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.